Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. I'm not sure if anyone can hear me. I'm having technical issues. This is Medium Michelle with Conscious Connections. Could you guys just let me know in the chat room if there's even sound? Just type in there if you can hear me.
They're giving me the year 1972 as a clue. They're also showing me old-timey vehicles.
He got married to my mother in 1972, so it would that
okay,
be...
Okay, so that's a significant... Okay, that's his way of saying it's me, it's me. It's me. He must have liked his typewriter, because he's showing me this old typewriter that he used to use...
because that's the other sort of father that I had prior to him. He was the typewriter guy, because he went blind and he still used the typewriter, and I had bought him one just before he passed.
He's also talking about two birthdays that are coming up.
That's right. His son and my son.
I want to ask you about your lower back. Is there do you have some pain there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sending love, healing, and light to that area of your back, because she's not too crazy about a guy who you're interested in. She says you need to watch him. You need to watch out for him. Does this make sense?
Yeah, a lot.
Other problems in your life, too, as far as there's somebody sick. I feel breast cancer, or feel heaviness in my chest.
Oh my God, that's my wife. She's been dealing with breast cancer for the last four and a half, 5 years.
And
did you just get a pedicure? Are you thinking about getting a pedicure?
Yes, I did for my birthday.
Aww.
Yes, I did. Aww. Oh my gosh.
Hello, my name is Medium Michelle. My mission is to help those who grieve the loss of loved ones, to teach that we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones on the other side. I want to help people better understand the process of transition. Death touches all of us at some point in each of our lives. It's something we must all face when the time comes to say goodbye. Then at some point, we must be the one leaving. Mediumship teaches that no one ever really leaves. We only change form. Please visit mysticshift.com to find out how you can begin making your own connection to someone you once loved.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay, please let me know in the chat room if you can hear me. Yes. Now let me try to get my co-host on. I am so sorry about this, guys. For the first 10 minutes, I was going on and on about ascension, and nobody heard me. So let's try this again. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and I don't know what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and ask some questions in the chat room about ascension, transformation, transforming the false self, the ego. That's what this show is all about. And then At the end of the hour, the last 15 minutes of the hour, I will do a couple of readings. But I will, there's just not much I can do without my co-host. Okay, I'm going to put the show on hold. I'm going to play a song and try to get my co-host, Cindy.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face.
Cindy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, let's check with the chat room and see if they can hear you.
Okay.
Can everybody hear Cindy?
Hello?
Great.
Looks like a yes.
I thought another song was going to start. Is that a yes, Victor? Great. I hear on phone.
Oh, yay.
Okay, so this isn't ideal, but it's working. We'll get better as we go along. So we're talking about ascension, transformation, enlightenment, awakening. So I would think that this is a very advanced spiritual group that is listening. And so I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail about what the false self is, which is our ego. And when I say ego, I don't mean, somebody that is full of themselves. That's not, although it can mean that. But so the false self is created at a very young age, and then it's created and built like a pie being baked from the time you're born all the way up into 22. And so we have three or four really significant moments in our lives where something happened, and then we had to make sense of the incident that happened. And so we build a false belief based on the event that happened. And then lo and behold, that is the beginning of the false self. And so basically where we're at now in our human evolution, I don't like to label, but the indigos, the crystals, and the rainbow children, their life journey and their soul path is to transform this false self and become enlightened. And I don't really like to use that word enlightened because, it has so many different meanings. Everyone has different meanings of that. So where we're at now is that we're shedding this false self and we're coming into alignment with our true self, which is our higher self merged in with the physical body. And there is a big process that we go through to get there. The rainbow children, because the indigos and the crystals paved the way, the rainbow children will not have to go through this process. They will just be born knowing who they are, why they're here, with the veil completely lifted. So they're very gifted and blessed children that we need to take very special care of them. They're the autistic kids of the world. They're the ones that really have a difficult time on this 3D reality, which we are shifting into the 4D into the fifth. But I don't want to get into that. So that's what this show is about. And what do you think, Cindy?
I think it sounds great. And just looking at the chats that were coming through, and you're right, Michelle, this is a very advanced group. So I'm glad you're starting at this point with the conversation.
Yeah, and one thing that I've learned for certain is that anyone in my circle or even clients that I work with, I am definitely here to help the more advanced ones to kind of find their way and to let them know they're not crazy because you're not. You're just seeing the world in a totally different perspective. And we are the wave makers. We are the system busters. We came here with a fiery energy to transform this place. And if we're not going to do it, then who is? So it is a pretty big obligation. And I was born with this feeling like I have a duty and a really important message. And so, and that duty and important message is to help the crystals and the rainbow kids and get to where we need to go. So some of the symptoms, I do want to talk about some of the symptoms, what it's like to transform. Some people, some souls transform overnight and they just have this, suddenly they're just awake or they become enlightened. More often than not, though, it is a process and it can be a very difficult one where you enter the dark night of the soul. You can have three or four of those in a lifetime. And then the dark night of the soul marks the beginning of the veil lifting and awareness and awakening. And so for me, I walk around with my veil totally, like I can see clearly. One of the most magnificent things in this whole process is, healing from wounds, from childhood, from, the things that hurt me in my life.
I can clearly see why those events took place. And it was all designed by myself, by me, before I came here. And you're the same way. You designed your life before you came to this earth. I've been in the spiritual community for a long time, and I've heard people and spiritualists and, you know, everybody say this before, but I never really believed it until the veil started lifting. And then I realized, oh my goodness, this is, you know, why did my pet die at age 10? Okay, I know why now. I know why I was born to a really hard family that didn't know how to give and receive love. And that was to set me forth on a path of my journey. Because if I was happy all the time, I never would have searched. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So Michelle, how does someone know if they're in that dark night of the soul?
You will know, because I went through my final dark night of the soul, and I don't ever have to go through that again. A lot of people don't make it out, and I don't say that to scare anybody, but it's a very, very hard place to be, and it could be triggered by a divorce. It could be triggered by a very significant passing, you know, your mom or your dad or a child. It's marked by an event that has you question everything.
So I've heard that for some people, that dark night of the soul is like a severe sense of abandonment by God, that
yep.
real aloneness.
Yeah, and what's happening is you're just readjusting what you thought you believed, and then you're realizing that that truth, the old, doesn't fit anymore in your reality.
So we have a question coming in on the chat room about
mm-hmm.
how do you know you won't have to go through the dark night of the soul again?
You will just know. You will just know, and every inch of your being will know that that was it. And you are out of the woods, so to speak. So it's like a resurrection. So you've graduated. There's many of us on the planet that are graduating this 3D reality, completely graduating, never have to go back. And when I say never, I mean never. Future incarnations, whatever your path is after this reality, you never have to experience this again.
So if you do not go through the dark night of the soul during this lifetime, do you automatically have enlightenment when you pass over?
You do. You do. And that's my firm, that's my opinion, is that when you do cross over, the veil is immediately lifted and you understand everything that has ever happened to you. You understand why you passed. You understand your soul purpose. Did you fulfill your purpose? You get to know everything once you do pass.
But when you come back for a future lifetime, do you then forget the enlightenment
yes.
that you have?
Yeah, that's a good question. You do. You go back into amnesia state, forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. And then wherever your level was at the time of passing, you'll resume that level again mm-hmm. when you incarnate.
Okay. Wow. Well, I will speak from experience, and I have now come to realize I think this was the beginning of the dark night for me, and that was many years ago when my mother was passing, and I prayed so hard for her not to pass, but
mm-hmm.
she did, and I felt so abandoned by God because I'd prayed so hard and I was sure that enough prayer was going to make it okay. And then I had the passing of another loved one recently, and I prayed so hard that he wouldn't pass, and he did. So again, going through that feeling of complete abandonment by God and by spirituality.
Right,
and it
right.
takes coming back around and realizing the purpose behind that now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, when there's actually a point in time where the veil lifts, and you go back to every horrible wound and every heartbreak and every disappointment, and you understand why that happened, and you're actually fulfilled with love and gratitude. And that's an amazing place to be. That's where everything begins to heal, everything comes together, and you can clearly see.
Do you ever go back and forth?
Yes. That's just part of the process. So you do linger into 3D and 4D reality until you finally just decide to make a leap of faith to where you don't need to go back.
So another question on the chat room is coming in, and that is, does everyone experience this eventually?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. But because we are in the golden age, we are at the end of a cycle. Everybody on the planet that is currently living is experiencing some form of ascension and ego transformation. And we have all the help in the world on the other side. We have our loved ones helping. We have the angels helping, God helping. Everyone in the entire universe is watching planet Earth to see what happens.
It's a little scary.
We're in the spotlight.
Okay, no pressure there.
No pressure there. So, and Walsh, he has a comment. It's time to face your shadow self. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all a part of all of this, is facing those dark sides of ourselves. And so let me say something. When you lift the veil, when the veil lifts and you see it all for what it is, you will see your shadow self, but you'll have the understanding and you won't go into guilt, shame, hate, fear, anger, because you'll understand that you're just a soul, and you transformed and you lived out through your false self the majority of your life.
Yeah.
And it's forgiven. And I don't even like to use that word forgiven, because it's not about forgiveness. It's about understanding.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned earlier that those who are coming into this lifetime now, especially those who are autistic, we're seeing so many more autistic children. Is that because of all that's happening universally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming in by the droves. The rainbow kids are here. I mean, I was just watching this 13-year-old on YouTube, I think it was YouTube or Facebook, and this 13-year-old physicist, metaphysical, I mean, he was speaking like he was like Albert Einstein. It was incredible.
Hmm.
I mean, these kids are amazing, and they are actually our leaders.
Hmm.
We actually need to look to them to guide us.
Well, that's a challenge. I mean,
it's not a challenge if they're not in their ego self.
Yeah.
And they may slip, you know, but the majority of their lives, they'll be living out through their higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the indigos and the crystals that had to transform their false selves to pave the way for the rainbow kids.
Okay.
So, and I don't like to label, this is all just conversation, this, you know, the labeling of advanced kids or not, is that's not what I intend to do. It's just pointing to certain experiences within these kids. They're all gifted. They're all amazing.
Yeah. Well, I've also heard that during this time, sometimes a dormant DNA within you becomes active.
Mm-hmm.
So I that was always intriguing
to me.
That's
your light body. And so your DNA is activating, and your light body is activating to shed the false. And some of those symptoms are, you know, a lot of people are kind of sickly, or they just don't feel very well. I know a symptom that I have is I feel more spiritual. I feel like I'm more of a spirit than I am a physical body. So as I'm walking around in my house, I feel like I'm floating.
Hmm.
And
but some people do experience physical ailments during this time as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some people will get ill. They'll be fighting a terminal illness. And that is to get you to stop. I mean, there's 100 different reasons why someone would be sick. But I know I've battled all kinds of illnesses, and I know what the purpose is. I know what it's doing. And so,
okay.
I think it's time to take a caller.
Yes.
So let's go to the phone line. I'm going to pick the person or the people that have been here the longest waiting. You're so patient. Oh, cross your fingers, Cindy, that it works.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, I'm going to go with 803 area code. Hello?
Okay.
Caller?
Hello?
Hi, who do I have online?
Hi, Michelle. It's Debbie, Sophia, and it's Thomas. We're in here.
Hi. How are you guys?
How are
you? Good. How are you?
Good. Who is this again? Deb and Tom?
Tom.
Deb and Tom, yep.
Deb and Tom. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you.
So what do you think about the topic of discussion?
I love it.
Yeah, it's very good. We can see it in our own grandkids.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Interesting. My daughter, she is 6 weeks pregnant, and I'm going to be a grandmother. And I've connected with this little baby, and I recognize him as a rainbow child. And so that's just so interesting how it happens where I'm an indigo. My daughter is crystal, and she's going to bring in a rainbow child.
Wow.
That's three generations.
That's
wow.
Great. That's great. Congratulations.
Z what?
I said congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Yep, I'm going to be your grandma.
Nothing like having a baby around.
I know. So how are you seeing these things in your grandson? What does he do that makes you aware of it?
Well, for me, I have 10 of them. And I notice in the little ones, the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds, they talk about spirit all the time. I mean, they talk about Joe when Joe, you know, that my husband had passed over. My daughter walked in the room one day with DJ, and he was laughing and throwing the ball, and she said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm playing ball with Papa." And she said, "What?"
Oh, wow.
Goes,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And this is only when he was 2. And then she told him, "Papa flies like Superman."
That's amazing.
I mean, they talk to her all. They tell her things that my other grandson, Joe, he was born after Joe died. And he told them that Papa was in the hospital. He had brain surgery when he was just 10 months old. And I was the only one with him. And, you know, it was a hard time for me then. And he explained everything to my daughter. He said, "Papa was there." He didn't even know him. I mean, it's just amazing how smart they are. Like,
that's
the way they
amazing.
Read. You know, it's, like, unbelievable. Mm. And I believe that they do see him. And
yeah.
They do see everybody. It's just...
Yeah, and their veil is lifted. And the beautiful thing about these kids is they don't have to go through the ego, the false self struggle. They just, you know,
right.
they get to bypass that. It was us, this
right.
generation... that had
well,
to pave the way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's one thing with my daughters, when they do tell them things, they don't say, "Oh, you know, that's make-believe or whatever." They sit there and they listen to them, to what they have
mm-hmm.
to say. And the kids will sit there and tell them things, and I'm amazed with it.
Yeah,
Michelle,
so more
the
and more
the one grandson, he described himself in his past life at being 40 years old with black hair, and he built houses and built roads and ran all kinds of construction equipment. And I was just listening to her going, "Oh, my
God." Like,
oh. This guy's incredible.
You're just sitting there with your jaw dropped to the ground. Like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe what is coming out of this child's mouth."
Yeah.
That's
oh,
incredible.
Yeah.
He even explained the machinery that he used. He showed us with his hands how it dug the dirt. And then he said his friend, what's his friend's name, Aiden?
Aiden.
His friend Aiden works with him.
He did the roofs.
He did the roofs, yeah. We were like amazed, the things he told us.
Down to the detail. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you guys have your work cut out for you. You can't let these, you know, stories go untold. You know where I'm going with this.
Well, we listen to everything they have to say. That's one thing, you know. And my daughters are both very spiritual, too. So they, you know, they encourage anything they have to say, and they never doubt them. They just let them go on and tell them, and, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, it's amazing how these kids are. And like you said, they're smart. They're smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember my kids being this smart. I mean, they read pre-kindergarten at 4 years old.
like they're reading books mm-hmm. already, and you know, it's amazing. It really is.
Right, and they're being guided by those that have passed on. They're being guided, and they know it. They know mm-hmm. that these souls that are guiding them was here before they came.
Yeah.
So, like for you, Deb, I have someone coming through, and she reminds me a little bit of a Dolly Parton type personality, bright red lipstick, not the breast size, we'll add that, but she has bright blonde hair, but she's definitely has that Dolly Parton personality, very boisterous, outgoing, and she's just waving and waving, saying hi to you.
Wow, I'm trying to think of who it could be. I mean, my mom had black hair, but she did have
No, this really one's definitely blonde. Maybe Tom can take this.
I don't know.
A blonde lady with
big boobs.
Big breasts.
No, she doesn't
red,
have
red
big
lip?
Breast size, no. But she has like a Dolly Parton personality. She jingles, wore a ton of jewelry. And I do think that she was a drinker. She's showing me drink.
I'm not sure.
I mean, you know,
okay.
We've had so many people dying lately. I don't know.
She was religious. She's showing me she would read the Bible. Might give you a clue.
Would read the Bible.
And she's also showing me now a cross. She wore a cross around her neck.
Tracy? I don't know.
This is connected to a dad. She's connected to a dad.
She's connected to a dad?
Mm-hmm. She was either married or a sister to either your dad, Deb, or Tom's dad.
Well, it could have been my dad. He did have three sisters. They all passed over, and there were a lot of alcoholics in our family. My dad was an alcoholic. He passed
okay,
over.
She's telling me she found spirituality. She found religion, and that gave her a lot of comfort. So, anyways,
maybe.
Just know that this one stepped forward and that she's here.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Michelle.
I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. I had to go through the dark night of the soul.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah, we've been there.
I think you know I've been there.
Yes, I know. All right, well, thank you guys for calling in. And, you know, we have about 10 minutes left, so I'm not going to disconnect. I'm just going to put you on mute. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Did your dad have a sister with blonde hair?
Yeah, he had three of them.
Blonde hair?
Mm-hmm.
And anybody?
You could shut that. We could listen to you.
Oh, you can?
No. We could go long.
Michelle, are you still there?
Yeah.
Michelle? Oops, I think we lost Michelle. Are you guys still on the line?
No, they're disconnected now.
They're gone?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go look back at the chat room and see. Are there any other comments or questions?
No, not seeing any questions.
Does everyone experience this eventually? Yeah, I already answered that. Absolutely,
uh-huh.
Everyone does.
It's a must do. It's a blessing. So I have another question for you. Do you have another question coming in? Oh, there's one.
Can you explain whether the dark night of the soul affects twins? Victor, what kind of twins are you meaning? Are you meaning like twin flames or identical twins, fraternal twins? Yeah, my first instinct would be to say that twins are so connected and bonded that I would say that they would live very similar and parallel lives. If one is on the other side and one is here on the planet, then the one that's on the other side is guiding their twin through the dark night. So let me give you an example of that. My daughter and I are so creepy close. I mean, I feel like our energies are just one. And she's 6 weeks pregnant, and I'm extremely empathic and tuned into her. And so I'm experiencing all of her morning sickness. I was just telling my co-host, Cindy, that, and they come in waves, and every time she feels sick, I feel sick. So somehow I'm helping along with that. That gets us on a different topic of what empathic means, but that's kind of similar to what you're asking there, Victor, about twins in the dark night. They're very, very connected, so I would say yes, that one twin is affecting the other.
That's amazing. So comforting. Another one coming in. Lost a child with Asperger's. Genius. We were creepy close to. Any thoughts?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mellow Yellow, about your loss. That's another one that is very extremely advanced. These kids are so advanced that they can barely tolerate being in the 3D reality because they're operating much higher reality. And so what, I'm not quite sure what the question is.
Our next comment was just very advanced, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. Mellow Yellow, is there a specific question?
A lot of those illnesses, and they're not really illnesses, they're just advanced kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, seeing more and more of it. Okay.
Well, let's go. We have 5 minutes left. I think we have time for another caller.
Okay.
So I'm going to take area code 650. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Victor. How are you?
Hi, Victor.
Good. Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks for listening. What do you think of our topic?
I think it's given me a lot of things to think about. I'm the one who had a twin who my daughter passed, and I feel like since that day, the dark night of the soul has been giving me a lot of things to think about. And
definitely.
And her brother is around. It's been like over 12 years, and I have this sense of, you know, there is a connection. There's a soulmate connection between, actually, since she was my daughter, I felt like, you know, we were like, we had this connection because I gravitated so much to her. But when she passed, now that my son didn't have like a companion, I sort of feel like I'm sort of making up for that loss, because I feel that my daughter, there was this kindred spirit connection I had that I'm still trying to keep that basis of, like, even though he doesn't see her, I feel that her spirit is somehow either working through me to communicate with my son, saying everything's okay and he's here for a purpose. And I don't know, all these thoughts are just, you know, coming through me, that I'm trying to say there was a reason for her passing. And
and, you know, I'm going to really go out on a limb and tell you what I've learned through my meditations and through speaking with my spirit guides and my higher self is that many of these kids choose to come here for a very short time, and then they voluntarily leave with the understanding that they will also help from the other side. So the moment that she passed, she never left.
Yes. And it's interesting because I feel comfortable that knowing that she's in the other side, that when my time comes, I'm going to feel okay knowing that I have somebody to look forward to. It's sort of strange. But I know.
Yeah,
I know
you inherited, and you inherited an angel that is with you and by you and has not left your side, not for one second. She's closer
That's
to
so
you
comforting.
Than you can ever imagine.
I appreciate that.
She comes to you
that.
In dreams. This is what she's showing me. She's coming to you in dreams, and she's showing you large bodies of water in the dreams, which represents spirituality and power.
Okay. And I feel
and
that she must be doing well.
She's also showing me a really beautiful scenery of green grass and trees and butterflies and, you know, just a really heavenly vision here is what I'm getting.
That's nice. Does she
have problems with her
leg? Her brother as well? Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio is going to cut me off in 90 seconds. She had
trouble
with her legs is what she's saying. Or something with her legs. And that's really all the time. Do you understand her knees, pain in her knees or problems there?
Okay. Unfortunately, she passed with a virus in her brain. So I don't know where the knees come from.
Okay.
It attacked your brain. So.
Okay. And then just real quick, she shows me the color blue. And that's all I have time for. I'm sorry.
No, Michelle, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and definitely call back next Friday, and I can give you a much detailed and longer reading, okay?
Great. Michelle, thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Cindy, that is going to do it for our first show.
Yay.
And we will be back here this time next Friday. So I hope you all can join us. Did you hear that? 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody who stopped in. Thank you, everyone in the chat room. Thank you, all the callers. Call back again next Friday. We'll be here.
On time.
All right. Same time, same place, without all of the technical difficulties. I mean, we literally lost 20 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
So. Okay, thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.